Welcome to Maseches Yevamos, Perek Dal, Mishnah Gimel, Chapter 4, Mishnah 3. Just a brief introduction so we have a better understanding of this Mishnah. When a husband gets married, so he has to write a ksuba. A ksuba is a cash amount, a cash settlement, that he pays her in case he parts from this world or in case he divorces her. And also in the ksuba is delineated the obligations of the husband to sustain his wife, to provide intimacy, and all the different things that a husband must give his wife. In addition to the ksuba, there are two other types of things that may happen at the time of the marriage. Number one is something called nichsei milug. What are nichsei milug? They're properties that the wife brings along with her from her father's home. Those are not actually delineated in the ksuba. So in this situation, she brings those in. The husband eats the peiros. That means he's able to take the fruit, the byproduct of it, but they still belong to the woman in essence. And by the way, not only if she brings it into the marriage, let's say she inherits something during the marriage, someone gives her a gift. So the way it works is, it remains hers, the principle is hers, but the fruits, the byproduct of it, the husband takes care of. And that's called nichsei milug. There's an additional thing called nichsei tzayim. Bars are literally property of sheep and iron, which basically means to say properties that a woman actually brings into the marriage as a dowry. And those are written in the ksuba. These properties the husband can use at his own will. If something happens to them, it's his own issue. And he's obligated to take care of them and to make sure that if something happens to them, it's his responsibility. Now the Mishnah says, what happens to a shomeres yavam? A woman that's waiting for yibum, shenafu la nechasim, that she got property from, let's say her father passes away, or whatever it is, he gives her a gift, while she is a shomeres yavam. That means in the interim, between the death of her first husband and the yibum of her husband's brother, so that moedim beishamayim beisil, both beishamayim and beisil would agree, shemoycheres v'noysenes v'kayim, that in that period of time, she can sell the properties off, she can give them away as a gift, and whatever she does works. Mesa, let's say she dies when she's a shomeres yavam, Mayasu b'ksubasa, says the Mishnah, what do we do with the ksuba? What do we do with the nichsei tzaynu barzel, the properties that are prescribed in the ksuba? Additionally, what we do with the nichsei milug, which are the properties that she brings in to the marriage that the husband usually eats the byproduct? Who inherits all this stuff? Beishamai says, yachloiku yorshe habal and yorshe ha'av, that the inheritors of her deceased husband divide the properties with the inheritors of her father. Who does it mean to her father? We understand the inheritors of her family, her biological family. What does it mean, Yorshe Habal, the inheritors of the husband? So according to most Rishonim, what it means to say is the Yavam, the prospective husband's brother that's going to marry her, he gets 50% of the inheritance. Ubeisil or Beisil disagrees, that's Beishamas, and Beisil disagrees, and he says, Nechasim, the properties Bichez Kasa. That means to say, the nichsei tzayin ubarzal, the properties written in the ksuba as the dowry, those are in the jurisdiction of the yarshe ha'af. That means to say, the inheritors of the father, because they belonged to the woman, so they're still considered part of hers. But they're also, b'cheskes yarshe habal, in the jurisdiction of the inheritors of the husband, because it was the husband's responsibility to take care of them. Therefore, when it comes to tzaynu barzel, when it comes to the properties written in the dowry, then there's a division, they divide between the inheritors of the father and the inheritors of the husband. Ksuba, the money of the ksuba, that the husband has to pay now, that her deceased husband has to pay to her, b'chez gets yarshe haba, that goes to the inheritors of her husband. The nichsei milug, the property that was not prescribed in the ksuba, but that she brought into the marriage, and her husband until this point ate the byproduct of it, the fruits of it, those go to the inheritors of her father, which means her biological family, because they're considered essentially hers, therefore they go to her. Wishing you a fantastic day and an amazing rest of your week.